Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name's Zareen, and I'm a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. Now, as you may know, I am based in the UK, and in August 2020, officially for the first time in 11 years, the UK entered an economic recession. So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the effect of financial downturns on health. So what is a recession? Well, the Oxford Dictionary definition states that a recession is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. It brings about unemployment, job insecurity, and financial issues for many. So what then happens to health? To start with, we'll look at the overall health of a country, and for ease and clarity, I'm only talking about high-income countries, as that's where the majority of listeners to this podcast are based. So I'm going to throw this question right back at you. Have a think. What do you think happens to a country's overall health during a recession? Now, if you're like me, I assumed that as a country's economy contracts, health deteriorates, and as it grows, health improves. The actual picture is not that straightforward. Despite more than 100 years of research about the effects of economic turbulence on health, the relationship between the two is not yet fully understood. And what has happened in previous economic downturns is, to my mind, quite counterintuitive, with findings that might seem conflicting. The data suggests that economic downturns in high-income countries actually have few adverse effects on health overall. And they suggest that mortality, and by this I mean a country's overall mortality, might actually fall when the economy slows down and rise when the economy speeds up. I'm going to caveat this by stating that this is a very complicated area. It very much depends on factors including age, gender, financial status at baseline, and what specific health measures the researchers are using. Mental health issues generally rise in a recession. Countries that have adopted policies of austerity generally don't see as many health gains compared to those who haven't. Countries with higher degrees of social support are generally able to buffer the health effects better. But regardless, the fact that an economic recession could possibly be associated with a lower mortality blows my mind. Researchers have tried to explain this by hypothesizing that recessions improve health behaviors by providing opportunities for more sleep or leisure, which may be used to improve health by doing activities like exercise. People may eat less unhealthy food, drink less alcohol as they have less money. People drive less, which means fewer deaths from road traffic accidents. We may well have seen a lot of these effects in the recent lockdown. There's a fascinating study reported in 2018 which examined data from a large American cohort of over 5,000 multi-ethnic adults aged between 18 to 30 years, who were monitored for over 30 years. The researchers showed that when the economy slows down and unemployment rates rise, depression scores tended to slightly increase, which to me makes sense. What they also found was that overall, blood pressure actually went down, levels of physical activity increased, and smoking became less frequent. Conversely, during economic expansions, depression scores fell, but at the same time, blood pressure increased, physical activity declined, and smoking increased. Why is this the case? Perhaps the increased pace of life with economic recovery is partly related. Perhaps this is a reminder that busy, modern, financially successful lives don't always equate to health-promoting behaviours. The issue with looking at overall metrics is it's very difficult to see what's going on at an individual level. And it's clear that recessions have an adverse effect on mental health, which is intrinsically tied to physical health. What if you're unemployed during a recession? Well, exposure to unemployment during a recession doesn't affect us all equally. Health consequences are larger for the young, for the unmarried, and for people with lower levels of income and education. Sadly, economic inequality parallels health inequality. What if you're employed during a recession? Again, you would think that being employed would protect against the negative health consequences of unemployment, but it's not that clear. There's a UK-based study that looked at the effects of the 2008-2009 recession on health status. Not surprisingly, there was an increase in people reporting a poor health status. The interesting finding from this study was that managerial and professional occupations also reported an increase in poor health status, and in fact, the increase was marginally higher in these more white-collar jobs than the increase among intermediate, routine, and manual occupational classes. Again, counterintuitively, the relative increase in poor health status was slightly higher for the most favourable occupational class. This study shows that there was a significant rise in poor health status not only for the unemployed, but also among people who remained employed regardless of their occupational class. So what does this mean for you as an individual? Well, it's clear that this current economic recession is like no other. It's combined with a global pandemic, which, in and of itself, has had far-reaching physical, mental, financial, social, and environmental consequences. It's going to be years before we fully understand the impact that it's having. There is no doubt that it's a stressful time, and it's affected us all in different ways, regardless of employment status. Sadly, it's affected some of us more than others. How can you protect your health during this time, specifically your heart health? As a cardiologist interested in prevention, I would always advise on looking at the different elements of the Fresh Heart approach. Just to remind listeners, the letters of Fresh form an acronym for the pillars that promote good health: food, relaxation, exercise, sleep, and honesty with yourself. What food are you eating? Are you getting time to relax? Are you exercising? How are you sleeping? Examine all of these areas, and once you've done that, be honest with what you want to change, with what you can change, and how you can sustainably do it. I would then also advise that you look at your own individual cardiac risk. How old are you? Have you had some blood pressure readings that have been slightly raised? Do you have excess weight? Do you have diabetes or high cholesterol levels? Do you have a family history of heart disease? I would always recommend keeping an eye on your blood pressure readings, as generally you don't get symptoms from high blood pressure and it's something that creeps up without you noticing. You could get a home monitor. It's actually often more accurate, especially if you tend to get anxious at the doctor's surgery. I would also recommend getting your blood sugar and lipid profile checked with your general practitioner. The effects of a recession on a nation's health are complicated and nuanced. The potential association with a lower overall mortality is somewhat surprising, but it could reflect the slower pace of life. For many of us, throughout this pandemic, the pace of life has slowed, giving us an opportunity to reflect. Going forward, this allows us to reassess the different stress factors that we had all assumed were normal, and then to consciously decide what we choose to keep and what we choose to reject when the pace picks up again. There is no doubt that the recession will affect us all in different ways, particularly when it comes to health. As we navigate through it, be kind to yourself. It's okay to not be okay. There is help out there. If you're experiencing financial or work-related difficulties, I've compiled a list of some useful websites and organisations in the show notes. If you have any suggestions, or if you have your own personal story that you'd like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. Remember, be kind to yourself, and small, sustainable steps lead to great change. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.